Keeping salad greens clean is tough, but try keeping the ocean clean. There are ghost nets. This is old gear that slipped free of boats, but it continues catching fish for years to no end. There's monofilament line and hooks that engage birds and kill them, and marine mammals. Gloria Hillard has this report.
The only people on the famed Santa Monica Pier this early in the morning are a dozen or so fishermen. Some are draped over the metal railing, others are untangling fishing line, hooks, and lures from plastic buckets. Sam Finkelstein, a retiree, has been fishing this pier for 20 years. But a lot has changed in that time, he says, especially in the ocean. Below us, plastic bags float by. Sometimes, he says, it's a bird or marine mammal ensnarled in fishing line.
So you've seen sea lions wrapped in the fishing line?
Yes, many times.
He says he's tried to rescue snared birds and talk to other fishermen about throwing their trash in the water, both with little success.
Quite simply, garbage. It's litter. It doesn't belong in the ocean, and we do have the means of getting it out of the ocean.
Kirsten Gilardi is the executive director of UC Davis's California Lost Fishing Gear Project.
Fishing gear, when it's in the ocean, does not go away. It does not disintegrate. And when it's in the ocean, it has the potential to entangle wildlife, injure wildlife, drown, or kill wildlife.
Last year, using volunteer divers, the California Lost Fishing Gear Project recovered more than 10 tons of discarded commercial fishing gear off of California's Channel Islands. This summer, the UC Davis program is targeting 16 popular California piers like Santa Monica's.
I'll just throw them in here for you.
Under the direction of UC Davis's Jennifer Renzullo, divers have just hauled up their catch from underneath the popular fishing location.
We have fishing poles, rebar, pipes, skateboards, balloons, frisbees.
All entangled in a macrame of monofilament fishing line.
Not only are birds attracted to the hooks with bait on it, but they also seem to think that this might be good nesting material. So they'll come down and they'll pick it up, and it might get wrapped around their legs and or their beaks, and it's bad news.
That's a western grebe, a sleek black and white bird with a yellow bill, orange eyes, and a severe fishing hook injury. It was brought into the International Bird Rescue Center in San Pedro, a partner in the recovery project. In another rehabilitation pool is a gull, its legs recently freed from a cocoon of fishing line.
Hopefully those tendons will be, enough of the tendons will be saved that he'll still be able to swim.
Heather Neville is a volunteer veterinarian here. On a table is what she calls the box of shame. Tangled fishing line, lead sinkers, hooks, and 6-inch lures that have been ingested by birds.
It's really a miserable, miserable death. And many of the birds that we get that are fishing line affected, for example, if they have their wing all wrapped up in fishing line, they just can't fly, then they starve.
Here, the largest number of birds in rehabilitation are the endangered California brown pelicans. Some come in with BB or gunshot wounds, but their most common injury is from fishing gear. Dave Wieshoff, a volunteer, is holding one of the gangly birds with a wingspan as long as he is tall, more than 6 feet.
Once you've held a bird, kind of looked it in its eye, you just get an incredible respect for these amazing creatures. And you just can't look at a bird in the wild the same way again.
The bird he is holding is one of three pelicans Heather Neville and her staff will be releasing this day.
And we can do our best to release them in a safe location, but no location is truly safe for them.
The birds are gently folded into large animal crates and carried to the sea.
Wow, that was a very quick takeoff. They're probably really happy to be out there.
On the ocean, unaware of the unseen dangers above and below its glittering surface. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.